Suma Arias is executive director of Sunflower Community Action in Wichita, a grassroots social justice organization whose mission is to unite and empower people to achieve justice for all. Welcome, Suma.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, please tell me, what is the purpose of the march?
Well, I think to celebrate, and to celebrate maybe at least for the Latino community that's part of our base at Sunflower, to celebrate in a different space with people that we may not have crossed the bridge to the other side. So I would say the main purpose is to celebrate with our brothers and sisters in the African American community, to learn and to, you know, hopefully have an experience that transforms us.
What organizations plan to participate?
We have so far the local SEIU 513, a lot of labor unions, CWA, CWA's Communication Workers of America, by the way. You know, our plan is to have about 150 Latino members of the organization there marching with T-shirts, Interfaith Worker Justice marching with us. And I think the Hutchinson Labor Federation is also going to have some members.
What is the message you want to convey?
I think the message we want to convey and what we've been saying to our members is that there's a lot of myths and there's a lot of things that because of those myths separate us. But really, in reality, we should be natural partners, because on most of the issues that we're working on, both Black and Brown communities are mostly affected the hardest. So we should have a plan to move forward together and to really bring our communities forward in a united agenda.
The unions that are involved, what will be their focus?
When Sunflower reached out to laborers, and they were ready for us to have a conversation about the future of work in this country. I mean, it's no secret to anybody that it's a crisis and that unions are under attack, and that in order to protect workers, to protect the basic rights, labor rights that they fought so hard for, and the reason why we have an 8-hour workday is because of the work of the unions. But it's no question that across the country, they've been under attack and are losing a tough battle. And so we are combining forces. It's really about working together, about saying, you know, we have a lot of differences, but if we don't come together and move an agenda forward, we're all going to be in a lot of trouble. And we hope by having our presence there, to be able to send that message that together we can make a difference, and that, you know, just put a little bit of light into this darkness and the crisis of the economic and financial situations that many of our families find themselves.
So, Suma, why march now?
The timing is right, and we should have done this, you know, 5 years ago. I think the crisis of our unemployment and underemployment in Wichita is, when things get tough, when it gets harder to feed our families, when it gets harder to buy school supplies, our kids are going back to school, we start looking, wait a minute, whose fault is it that this is happening? And there's all these myths about, maybe it's true, these immigrants are coming to take our jobs because they're working. And so I think the time to undo all those myths, to begin to understand each other, to analyze the root causes of why the situation is like that, and once we understand it, begin to do something about it.
Yeah, how do you respond to those who say undocumented workers are coming and taking jobs and there's so many Americans that are out of work?
Yeah, so who's taking our jobs and where are our jobs going? Immediately, the first thing to think, well, it must be those undocumented immigrants. Well, that's not the fact. And what we're trying to do is educate our community, you know, 10 people at a time, one person at a time, to show them the root causes of where our jobs are going. There are jobs in the service industry that, you know, the 11 million that we're talking about, they're employed in service, agriculture, a lot of jobs that, you know, a lot of people don't do. And that needs to be done because, you know, it's the jobs that put food on our table and other areas where we need the workforce. And the jobs are leaving this country and going to other places where they can pay less. So if we begin to take our eyes off of this 11 million undocumented immigrants who are coming to do our work here, but yet don't look at the fact that our jobs are going overseas to somewhere where they can pay less, we're missing the big picture, because that's happening a lot more than the jobs that these 11 million people are taking that are coming back and benefiting us.
Why should people get involved in the upcoming march?
I think people should get involved because our community and our city is small, but we're very isolated. And I think if we work like islands and we all move away from each other, I think we have less power. and we have more power when we work together and when we understand each other.
So now the march will start at WSU and then on 17th Street, head west to McAdams Park?
And head west to the park, yes. And once we get there, my understanding is that we're going to have a little piece on the agenda to hear from a couple of workers about the job situation, and we'll briefly talk about next steps and invite people to our next meeting so that they can understand what the Good Jobs campaign, which is a campaign that we're starting to promote, is going to look like.
That's Suma Arias. She is the executive director of Sunflower Community Action here in Wichita. Thank you so much, Suma.
Thank you.